From the Maimar of Ayi Bayim Hashmini Tavshin Tezvav in Sifei, beginning of Sifei, page Kuf Chof Ches. Okay, so the Rebbe here is discussing the effect of Tzimtzum. And in Sif Dalet, the Rebbe added, besides the fact that the Tzimtzum brings about the whole difference of the whole Metzias, that before Tzimtzum, Elokos is Bepshittos, and Metzius is Bischachos. After Tzimtzum, it's the opposite. Or another way to put it in the Maimer here, the Rebbe says that before Tzimtzum, the Bli Gvul was Begilui. So Gvul is part of Bli Gvul. After Tzimtzum, it's the other way around. After Tzimtzum, the Gvul is separated from the Bli Gvul. The Rebbe says that this is the Taitch of the Pasuk, Vihi Rikia Vihi Mavdo B'Mayim L'Moyim. Separation between Gvul and Bli Gvul. But there's another thing, and that's what the next Chelik of the Maimer focuses on, and that's the concept of Ischalkos, division of levels. And we're not talking about, Ischalkos doesn't just simply mean that you have an entity that consists of different details in it. The Rebbe gives the example in B'negeah to Lamailo, not in the Gashmis, the world, in the Lakos, Chochmah, the sphere of Chochmah. The sphere of Chochmah has levels in it. There's Chochmah Sheba Chochmah, and then there's Yisayit Sheba Chochmah, and all the levels in between. But it's all part of Chochmah. When you look at any level of Chochmah, you see that this is expressing what Chochmah is. That's not a real Ischalkos. The real concept of Ischalkos is when you have one level and another level, and these two levels are completely distinct, one does not connect to the other, one does not express the other, each one expresses something unique and specific for what it is. That's the idea of Ischalkos, real division. And that idea of Ischalkos is a result of Tzimtzum. So to explain this, how is it that through Tzimtzum there's inyan of Ischalkos? Meaning the question l'chayre here is, en chanami, after Tzimtzum we could understand that there's a Helen v'Hester, and therefore now there's the Metzius is more b'pshittus, it's possible for there to be a Metzius. Gvul, limitation, is something which could be separated from Bli Gvul. But what's the source of the inyan of Ischalkos? From where does it come, the fact that you have divisions of levels, one level and another level that are not related to each other? How does Tzimtzum bring that about? Where does this come from? That's what the Rebbe will discuss here. So to explain this, so we first have to discuss the whole concept of Ischalkos. And this is a question, a known question that's asked already in Sifrei Kabbalah, and it's quoted in Chassidus. How is it possible that from the Eibishter, which is Achtus Apshuta, the Eibishter is absolute oneness, simple oneness, without any levels. From him comes a Ribu Yischalkos, a creation of so many, many different levels that are distinct and separate from one another. If the Eibishter is a source of everything, so then everything that's created, even if there are many different things that Devisha creates, but in every creation, there should be some common denominator between them, that they're all one thing that comes from a place, they all come from the same source, of Achdus Pshuta. But we see in the existence of the world, different types of things that exist on different levels, which are completely distinct, completely separated from one another. What's the source of the Sinyan of Ischalkos? Now the Ribi Ischalkos that I was talking about over here is both the Ischalkos that exists in creation, in the Metzius of our world or on any level of creation, and also the Ischalkos that actually exists even before you have a Nivra, before you have a created world. The Ischalkos that exists even in Elokos. That's one of the main things actually that Kabbalah discusses. What does it mean that you have Ischalkos, Esesfiris, Hecholos, Eilemis, in the worlds of in Elokos? Where is there an inyan? How is it possible for there to be a Ischalkos in Elokos? The Eibishter is Achdus Pshuta. So any expression, any revelation of him should express that Achdus Pshuta, should be with that nature of Achdus Pshuta. Nevertheless, within Elokos Gufa, you have an inyan of Ischalkos. And it's all Elokos. It's not one sphere, another sphere, and they're very distinct. Each one is their own level. Chesed, Gura, Chochma, Bina. Where does this Ischalkos and Elokos come from? That's the Ischalkos and Elokos. Then there's the Ischalkos that exists in the Metzius of the world, on any level of a world that's created. If the world is created, comes from the Eibishter, So then, even if there's many things that are created, but in everything that you should see the union of Chittus of the Eibishter, there should be some connection between everything, that because it comes from the same source. Okay, so the Rebbe here is going to bring the pshat that it says in the Pardes, Kabbalah, and then...
It's too simple. I'm saying since he has an Or Gavul, and he says he possesses...
So let's see. Okay, let's see what the Rebbe says. Let's see. Amen. So v'hine ha'pardes tirtz. The answer that it says in the Pardes, which is from the Ramak, so he says as follows. Alzeh, on this question, ischalkus mitzad ha'kelim. The source of ischalkus comes from the kelim. I mean, you look at the Gilui of Lukos, the Eir is Takip Pshittus. The Eir, the revelation of the Eibishter itself, is total Pshittus. It's a light that expresses, that shines from the source and expresses fully who the Eibishter is. And there's no room for any Ischalkus. Where is the source of the union of Ischalkus? That's Kalim. Only the Kalim is the union of Ischalkus. Kamashol oira shemesh ameir beklis chuches levana aduma viruka. The mashal for this is that the light of the sun that shines, and it shines through a stained glass, whether white, whether red, or whether green. In other places, we learned in the Basi Lagani this past year that the three examples are chesed, gvura, and teferes. So shalidei zen nire ha'or gam kem begavon lovon odom viyoruk. When the simple light of the sun that reflects the pure light of the sun without any color, but it shines through a stained glass, so then that's the source of where there's divisions of levels of Ischalkus. Each one is in its own level. So what's the point of this mashal? The oir itself, the light that comes from the source, gam kashemeir bagavan, and even after it shines through these kelim, hareyu bepshitus, the oir itself remains in its simplicity, in its purity. But the color that appears in it is only because of the keli that is creating this color. It's one mashal of the light of the sun and a stained glass. There's a lot of details in understanding this mashal properly, exactly what it means. But just the ikkun nekuda that the Rebbe is focusing on over here is that the Pardes is coming to say that when you see a inyan of Ischalkus, the Pardes, as you can see, is talking be'ikar about the Ischalkus that you see in the Lukos, the Ischalkus that you see in the world of Atzilus, that Kabbalah keeps on talking about 10 Sfiris. The question is, where does the division of 10, of Tzir, of Sfiris come from? So what the Pardes is saying is, the Eir, the pure revelation of the Eibishter, is Takahachtes Pshuta. Mitzad the Eibishter, there's no inyan of Ischalkus b'chal. The inyan of Ischalkus is a Chiddush, it comes from Kalim. The Eir itself is total Pshitas. And he's giving this mashal from the Eir HaShemesh and the Keli, the stained glass, that makes this point that Enachanami, the Shemesh itself is pure light, without any color, and the light that comes out from the Shemesh is also pure. The Ischalkus comes from a different place, it's a different source. The Eir itself is Takip Pshitas. That's the point of that Paradis' answer. Another mashal he gives... definitely all these mashalim that the Pardes gives, there's a reason for it. There's a mile in each mashal, and he's not stam giving you random mashalim. But again, like I said, and here in this maimah, there's not a big arichas about this. But another mashal is kamaykinu b'mayim shebeschuches levana aduma v'yiruka, water that you put into a glass, into a stained glass. Shehamayim atzmam, so the water itself is clear. So gam keshem b'toich hakeli, and even after you place the water into this glass, ein lam gavin klal, the water still remains clear. The color that you see in this water that's in the stained glass, that's a color that you're seeing because of the stained glass, but the water remains what it is. So the nimshul for this is also the revelation that comes from the Eibishter. The revelation of the Eibishter that then comes into and shines through kelim. The Eir itself is Take Pshitas. So the question that we ask, that L'chayre, if the Eibishter is Achtas Pshuta, so what shines from him, the revelation of him, should express him, should express who he is, the answer is true. The Eir Take expresses the Eibishter totally. The Inyan is Chalkos. What's the source of this Chalkos? Not from the Eir. Shemitzadzeh, Nase, Gamam, Shoche, Bibiya. The Chalkos that then brings down levels, and comes down into the lower worlds, and each world on its level. V'rak mitzad ha'kelim. The source of the Ischalkus is only from Kalim. Okay, that's the pshat of the pardes. Now, just on a simple level over here, it's hard to understand how what the pardes says answers b'chalal the question that the first line of this paragraph began with. How could there be from achtes pshuta ribu yischalkus? So what are you answering? It's mitzad the kalim. Where are the kalim from? Not from the Eibishter? What kind of answer is this? Everything comes from the Eibishter. So the kalim which creates the yischalkus is also coming from the Eibishter. So what is the answer that he's saying here? I didn't see this inside Mamish, but as far as I remember, the inyan of the yischalkus that the pardes is talking about that comes from the kalim. The discussion in the Pardes is a discussion that's in Chassidus and other places where the question there is a little bit different than the way it's asked over here in the beginning. The question is, when you see Hischalkos in the world of Atzilus, you see levels. Those levels that you see in the world of Atzilus, are they a Chiddush? Chiddush in the sense of it's not expressing the source. It's a new thing. It's a Hischachos, or in the Lashon of Chassidus, is it Gilei HaHelem? Is it revealing what was there before in the source? The various different levels of spheres, are they expressing the truth of the Eibishter? This type of Metzias, this type of reality of Chachma, Bina, and the spheres of Atzilus, are they an expression of what's in the source? Or no, it's a Eschachos, it's a new thing. It's not expressing what's in the source. Why? Because what's in the source is Pshitas. That's the discussion. So the Pardes is concluding and saying that when you see a Hischalkus of spheres and Atzilus, the source of the Hischalkos is the union of Kalim. It's not expressing what there is in the source. The Eibishter himself is Achdus Pashut, and therefore the Eir, the light, which is just the Bederech Memeledege expression of who the Eibishter is, that's Pshitas. Aye, there's the union of Hischalkos, that has a different marker. That comes from the union of Kalim. He's not coming to address, so where does the Kalim come from? What's the Metzias of Kalim? He's not addressing that. He's just explaining that Enochanami, as far as the simple expression of who the Eibishter is, if he's Achdus Pashut, so then the expression that comes from him is also Achdus Pashut. And therefore the Eir is Achdus Pashut. The Hischalkos that there is has a different market. It's a different Inyan. That's the Inyan of Kalim. That's the point that the Pardes says. Okay, now, like I said, there's a lot of details to this to exactly understand how the Eiris and Kalim unite with one another, how the Eiris shines through the Kalim. It's a big arichas about this. But here we're just focusing on one nekudah, that the source of the Hischalkos does not come from the Eir. The source of the Hischalkos comes from the Kalim.
But the way the question is asked over here, it's not being answered.
Not really. Not 100%. Yeah. But even Legabi, what the Pardes does say, to answer, to make this point, the Rebbe asked two questions on this. Omnom be'emes bi'uzein emas b'kadayin. The explanation that it says here is still insufficient. Why? Kibir zeb. So here the Rebbe is going to point out that Bechlal, the Moshel, is not doimit to the Nimshel. Kibir zeb, shayach rak lamata. This explanation is only possible to say when we talk about the examples given before from the world here below. Sha'keli v'ho'er, the stained glass, the vessel, and the light from the sun, oya mayim, or the water, and the glass that the water is inside of it. Shabai, hein beiz dvarim b'fnei atzmam. Are two totally separate entities. Over here, you can use this mashal and say that on one hand you have a light which is pure, and the keli which is giving a color, or the water which is clear, and the keli which gives a color. Over there, you can divide the two things and say that the hischalkos has nothing to do with the oir, nothing to do with the mayim. It's two totally separate things. That's in the mashal; it's true. V'heim ba'ayfin. And here in this world, in this mashal, we could see that this exists in such a way. She'ein echad mayra chaverika. One does not in any way show in the nature of the other. The water which is clear and the stained glass which is red, green or white have nothing to do with each other. So the color of the stained glass in no way is an indication of the nature of the water. So therefore, this is pshitus and this is ischalkus. So it works. That's the mashal. Sha'arei keli einam meira l'mayim v'arsha b'teichai. The keli itself in no way indicates what contents there is inside the keli, the water, or the same thing, the stained glass, which the light of the sun shines through it. It's two totally separate entities. But l'mayla, though, when it comes to the spheres, the oiris, and the kelim and the spheres, it's not the same way. Sha'ein kem b'inyin oiris v'kelim l'mayla. When we speak about the spheres of the world of Atzilus, and the spheres are made up of two parts, the oir and the keli. So to say l'mayla, that it's the same thing, that the ayir is pashut b'pshitus, it's expressing the achdus pshut of the Eibishter. And the level, the specific nature of chesed, gvura, that's attributed just to keli, it's impossible to say that l'mayla. The Rebbe explains why. Harei, because im yais, even though on one hand it is l'chayra true, sh'ha'ayir hu ayin v'ha'keli hu yesh. The ayir is referred to as a metzias of ayin. It's total nothingness, and the reason why it's called ayin is because what is the ayir? The ayir has no metzias for itself. Ayir is just a reflection of the source. As it always says in Chassidus, ayir is different than the concept of shefa, which is a specific hashpa after there's a tzimtzum, which is focused on creating and being mashpia, this inyan, this metzias. Ayir is just the source that's open, the source that's being experienced and felt. That's what ayir is. Ayir is not something other than the source. So the ayir is ayin. Va'keli hu yesh. On the other hand, the metzias of a keli is a yesh. A keli is to define, to contain, that there's a specific defined existence. So in that sense, it's true taka, that ayir and keli are two opposites. But mekol mokom, however, l'mayla on the sfiris, the ayiris and the kelim of the sfiris, heim shayochim ze l'zeh. They're related one to another, and furthermore, u'me'uchadim zeh m'zeh. They're totally unified with one another. What does that mean, that they're related and they're unified with one another? When we talk about the Sfiris Lamaila, which are made up of Eiris and Kalim, you can't in any way compare it to water that's inside a cup, where the water and the cup are two totally separate entities and they happen to come together. The Sfiris, there's an Achtos between them. The Kalim and the Eir is one thing mamish. In what way? So the Rav explains. It's in two points, both Mitzad the Eir and Mitzad the Kalim. The Inyan Eir, so number one, Mitzad the Eir, what is the whole focus of the Eir? Hulahar b'Kalim. The focus of the Eir is to come out and to shine and to be felt and experienced in a keli. In the Eir already. What's the whole inyan of the Eir is to come down and be revealed and be experienced in a metzias of a yesh, of the keli. That's the inyan of the Eir. In other words, why is the Eir b'chlak coming out? Why is the Eir being coming down to the level of the keli? The whole union of the Eir is just a reflection of the source, and it's totally bottled to the source. It has no union for itself, b'chlal. So why is there any relation? Why is there any union of the Eir shining into a metzias of Kedem where there is episode metzias? If the Eir is totally bottled, so it has no shaykhis to Kedem. Elamai, because the Eibishter has a rotzen, there's an Eir that comes out, and he wants that the Eir should be expressed and experienced in Kedem. So in the inyan of Eir, the very fact that you see that the Eir is shining into a metzias of kelim means that in the inyan of the Eir gufa, you can see in the nature of the Eir that its inyan is to come and shine into a metzias of kelim. When you look at think about the light of the sun. The light of the sun has any shaychus to any of the colors of the stained glass. No shaychus b'chlal. If you put the stained glass over there, so then the Eir will shine through it and you get the color that comes through it. But it's not the inyan of the Eir of the Shemesh to shine through this stained glass. Lamaila, though, when the Eibishter allows himself to be expressed and felt and experienced, the hispashtus of the Eir, the point is, the Eibishter wants that the Eir should come down into Kalim. So the Eir, the chatchila, the whole inyan of the Eir is to relate to a metzias of Kalim. That's mitzad the Eir. On the other hand, the inyan of Kalim, what's the inyan of Kalim? Hu legalis es Eir. The whole inyan of the Kalim, Lamaila, is to contain and to reveal, to bring down the revelation. Vimkein in Yonehu Shiyya Miyesha La'ayin. The whole inyan of the Keli is to express the truth of the Eibishter, which is in the Eir. Va'keli Meira Al-Eir. Furthermore, you look at the Keli shows you the truth that there is in the Eir itself. Shal Yidei Akeli Yesh K'tzas Havona B'Eir. If through the Keli you can get some inkling, some understanding of what the Eir is. For example, the inyan of chesed. Even though l'chayre, the inyan of chesed is just the inyan prati. It's a kindness. That's what it is, chesed. But what's chesed l'mayla natsilus? Chesed natsilus expresses that this is the Eibishter that's coming down in chesed. It's not just the inyan of chesed that has a value of chesed for itself. That's not what the chesed is. If it's a chesed that has a value for itself, then it's a yesh. It's a certain mitzvah that's for itself. That's not the kelim l'mayla. You see in the Kalim that what is this entire inyan? To express the truth of the Eibishter that can come out in the Eifen of Chesed. Yes, the Eibishter is the real thing, and he's the real Metzias, he's everything, so therefore his truth is expressed in the Tzir of Chesed. So So what's the keli? The inyan of the keli is just a metzias for itself, like in the mashal. The mashal, you have a keli, the cup, the glass. The glass is a metzias for itself. It has nothing to do with the sun. You happen to put it in the place where the sun shines, so therefore the keli, the light comes through the sun. But what does the keli have to do with the sun? The inyan, the point of the keli, is here to express the purity of the sun. No. The keli l'mayla, their inyan is to express the purity of the Eibishter, the pshittus of the Eibishter. The pshittus of the Eibishter, the way it's experienced in a metzias of tzir. That's the inyan of the keli. So b'kitzur, the point here is that l'mayla, side the inyan of Ur and side the inyan of keli is very different than the metzias of Ur and keli in the mashal. Side the inyan of Ur is shining in order to reach a keli, as we see that the Ur is interested in going down into keli. If not, if the Ur would not be interested in going into keli, if Ur would have just this nature of bittul, of just being totally bottled to the source, it wouldn't connect to keli. How could Ur connect to keli if Uris and keli are opposites? He said, just said before, Ur is ayin and keli is yesh, and the two opposites. So how does Ur connect to keli? Must be that already in the inyan of Ur gufa, the point of the Ur is to reach keli. The Eibishter kamayshul, who is the Eibishter is biltim is gala, biltim is pashat, the metzias. The essence of the Eibishter has no shachas, is not defined by any inyan of gilui or spashtos. The gilui is the fact that the Eibishter is going to be experienced, is going to come down, be revealed. So in the Ur Gufa, the inyan of the Ur is to reach Kalim. And the same thing on the other hand. The inyan of the Kali is to express the source, to express the purity of the source. The inyan of the Kali is not to express itself. In the Mashal, the inyan of the Kali is what it is. The Kali is a separate thing. So therefore, the point of here is, you can't say that we're giving a mashal for this inyan that is chalkos, comes from the keli, and the ur remains bipshittis. You see over here that the lamayla doesn't work that way. If the kelim has an inyan of a chalkos, the ur itself has already a connection to this chalkos that wants to come down to this chalkos. And the kelim itself, their inyan is to express the purity of the ur. There's a connection over here between these two things. Let's see how the Rebbe concludes this. So, meyachar. So being that Lamaila, the Iris and the Kalim are really unified with one another, so you can't say like the Mashal of the Pardis, that yeah, the Eibishter, the revelation, that's totally Poshit. And this Chalkus that we see in the levels of the Sviris, and then as a result later on in the world, in creation, that all comes just from Kalim. There has to be a deeper source of Ischalkos that comes from a higher place, and therefore this inyan of Ischalkos exists already in the Ur. The fact that the Ur has an inyan to come down to the Kalim, and in the Kalim its inyan is to be Megala, the Pshitus of the Ur, so there has to be something deeper here in the source from where this Ischalkos comes from. You can't just say that the Ischalkos is attributed just to the Kalim, and the Ur is Pshitus, this is Ischalkos, two totally separate things. In the Nimshal it's not that way. So therefore, the question still remains, what is ultimately the source of this Ischalkos that there is, Lamaila? That's one question. There's another question here on the Pardis, as we'll see him as Hashem tomorrow.